Proverbs chapter number 4 and verse number 5. We read from the Amplified. Mona Lisa, we read from the Amplified. Proverbs 4 and 5. It says, get skillful and godly wisdom. This is the wisdom that we are dealing with. It is a godly, divine wisdom. Get skillful and godly wisdom. Acquire understanding. Actively seek spiritual discernment, Brapira, mature comprehension and logical interpretation. Spiritual discernment, mature comprehension and logical interpretation is talking about understanding. Now it says, do not forget or turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forget or turn away from the words of my mouth. What is divine wisdom? Divine wisdom, it is godly intelligence. Divine wisdom is godly intelligence. It is unnatural. It is unlearned and untaught. This godly divine wisdom that we are talking about, it is godly intelligence and it is unnatural. It's not natural, it's supernatural. It is unlearned. You cannot find it in books. You cannot go to books and receive it. No, it is unlearned. And number two, it is untaught. It is untaught. It is given. It is given. This is why you cannot go and learn it, because it is given. This is why it cannot be taught. You cannot receive it by being taught. It is given. It must be given. When your heart opens and you believe the word, as we speak, as we're dealing with wisdom, then that wisdom is imparted. That wisdom, it is given. When you hear the teaching, when you hear the message, and you open your heart and you believe God for it, say, Lord, I am the candidate. I am the one. Then it is given you. Listen to me. Your pastor can't give it to you. Your prophet can't give it to you. Your apostle can't give it to you. Your church cannot give it to you. Nobody can give it to you, because it is given from above. It is given of the Lord. Proverbs 2 and 6. Proverbs 2 and 6. It says, for the Lord gives wisdom. Can you see that? Who gives it? The Lord. Your pastor? No. Your church? No. For the Lord gives wisdom. It is wisdom to know that wisdom comes from the Lord. It is wisdom to know that only the Lord gives wisdom. It is wisdom to know that the Lord gives wisdom, right? The Bible says, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. Divine wisdom, therefore, if it is given, that means it is a gift. It is a gift that is given of the Lord. It is a gift that comes from the Lord. Divine wisdom, church, it is given. It is given. James chapter number 1, the scripture that we know so well. I pray to God that our eyes would be open today to see what is in it. James 1, 5 and 6. James 1, 5 and 6. If any of you lacks wisdom, underline any. Any means it is for everyone. Underline any. Wisdom is not for your pastor. Wisdom is not for your apostle. Wisdom is not for the spiritual guru, the spiritual giant. It is for any. He says, if any of the children of God, of the people of God, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. And we know that he's talking about divine, godly wisdom. Why? Because he says, let him ask of God. So he's talking about wisdom that comes of God. And James understood this. Let him ask of God, because wisdom comes from above. It comes from God. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives. Can you see that? Who gives? God. Who gives to some. Can you see that in your Bible? You see, it's written, it's inscribed in your Bible. God gives wisdom to some. Can you see that? God gives wisdom to the people who fast a lot. Can you see in your Bible? God gives wisdom to the people who've been to Bible school, to Bible training college, who've been to seminary, right? It's in your Bible. He gives his wisdom to some. All right? God who gives to all. See that? All is all. All those who are blood washed. All those who are blood washed. God says, I want to give you my wisdom. You are the carrier, the recipient. You are the candidate. My wisdom belongs to you. My wisdom belongs to you. Who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it'll be given to him, right? Now it says, but let him ask in faith. Let him ask. Now James is saying the wisdom of God, the supernatural, awesome wisdom of God, this wisdom that was there before God created anything, this wisdom that was there in the beginning, this wisdom which without the Lord did not make anything. Now James is saying this wisdom is there. You don't have to pay for it. You don't have to do anything for it. You don't have to do gymnastics for it. You don't have to do any of those things. Now James is saying, this is powerful. James is saying it is there, available for you and for me, for any, for all, only by asking for it. Cela uzophiwa. Cela ngokukholwa, usho kanjalo James. UJakobe uthi cela ngokukholwa. Let him ask in faith. Listen to me. The wisdom without which the Lord could not do anything. The wisdom with which the Lord did not create anything. The wisdom that was there in the beginning. The wisdom that created the waters. Have you seen the ocean? Have you been to the ocean? Have you been to the sea? Have you seen? That was made by wisdom. Do you know the depth of the ocean, the depth of the sea? Do you know the extent of it? It was made, created by wisdom. Right now as we speak, there is so much biodiversity in the oceans, in our seas, that the explorers are still discovering, made, created by wisdom. Now, he says it's available. Only by asking for it. Asking for it. It is the wisdom of God that people today have conjured up a subject called chemistry. All your periodic table and everything like that, all people are studying the fragments. They are studying the fragments of the wisdom of God. It's just the fragments. This chemistry is just fragments. The periodic table is just fragments. Everything is just fragments. The molecules they know and all of these things, the elements, these things are fragments. It's nothing. They are trying. They are scratching the surface. Now he says, it is for any and it is for all. I give it to you. I give it to you. God can cause us, any one of us, to do anything that he wants us to do. We can create anything. We can invent anything. We can make anything. We can manufacture anything. What does it require? The wisdom that created everything. All right? The light was made by wisdom. The light, the electricity was made by wisdom. The wisdom of God that is available. Oh my goodness. The wisdom of God, I think Pastor KB was teaching us during the week, that the wisdom that rested on Solomon, even the wisdom that rested on Solomon, it was but a little tiny drop in the ocean of the wisdom of God. If a little tiny drop in the ocean of the wisdom of God could make Solomon incomparably great, just a little tiny drop, how much more about us, how much more about you and I? When James says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask. And he said, it's available for the asking. Am I talking to people here today? But let him ask in faith with no doubting. And how we like to shift the scripture. Not that we are wrong, but we like to shift the context. All right? There's a context of this scripture, all right? Of James. We use this for things most of the time. Let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. We use this for other things. No, 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 but the context of this is for asking for wisdom. Yes. The context, is for asking for wisdom. Not for other things, God has a gazillion ways. He has a gazillion ways to make you and I make money such that this world cannot be big enough to contain. He's got gazillion ways, but wisdom is there. And wisdom says, who is seeking for me? Who wakes up in the morning and cries out unto me? Wisdom is saying, I am here, but the sons and the daughters of men, they ignore me, they despise me, they don't want me. They go about languishing and suffering because they don't see any need of me. They go about languishing and suffering. All right? Even now, after this message today, it's a series. Even after this message, who's going to ask for wisdom? Knowing the things that we know today. The things that we can do by and through the wisdom of God, they have not been done yet. The world has not seen yet. I say the world has not seen yet. They haven't been done yet. The things that we can do with just a little tiny bit of the wisdom of God. But we, the sons and the daughters of men, what are we seeking for? What are we seeking for? We are seeking for things that are not profitable. We are seeking for things that are not beneficial to us. And God is saying, look at my children, what they are asking me for. Instead of them asking me for the substance. It says wisdom is the principle. Wisdom is the principle. That means first in order. First in priority. First in order. Oh, child of God, first in order. First in priority. Wisdom is the principle, not the job. The job is not the principle. Not the university. University is not the principle. Oh, come on, am I talking to somebody? I say not the job, not the university, not the money. No, no, wisdom is the principle. Not the power, not the authority, not the influence, not the fame. Wisdom is the principle. Not which church to join. Not which pastor to follow. Wisdom is the principle. But who is hearing the wisdom of God? That calls us, calls our attention to the fact that wisdom is the principle. Wisdom is first in order. Wisdom is first in priority. First in order, first in priority. First in order, first in priority. Instead of saying, God, make me rich. No, don't ever, ever pray that prayer again. Never say, God, make me rich. Say, God, give me wisdom. And it tells you that wisdom is greater, far much greater and better than riches, than all the riches of this world. Don't ask God for riches. Ask God for wisdom. Father, make me rich. Rather, give me wisdom. Because it is the wisdom that maketh rich. The wisdom makes rich. Friends, this wisdom we are talking about is divine. It is spiritual. It is supernatural knowledge and ability. Supernatural knowledge. Supernatural ability. You talk about supernatural skill to do something that there is no comparison. You cannot be compared. No comparison cannot be copied. Wisdom is divine, spiritual. It is supernatural. Wisdom is supernaturally knowing about something. It's supernaturally knowing about a subject or about a matter. Supernaturally knowing. And not only that, but knowing how to do it supernaturally. I didn't go to school. I wasn't taught by anyone. But suddenly, supernaturally, I'm able to know how to do this thing. And not only that, but be instructing others how to do it. Be instructing others how to do it. That's wisdom of God that we're talking about. It is knowing what to do. Naletsana. It is knowing what to do in any given situation or circumstance. The wisdom that we are talking about is knowing what to do. It is knowing what to do in any given situation or circumstance. This is why he says, lean not on your own understanding. Lean not on your own understanding. And number two, he says, do not be wise in your own eyes. You see what the Lord, now God is saying, your wisdom and your understanding are limited and they're limiting you. Can I say it freely in this place today? We that are educated, we are limited by our education. We that are schooled, we are limited by our schooling, limited by our degrees, limited by the paper, limited by paper. Men purporting to know and to measure your knowledge capacity, and man putting you in a box, and the man says, this is the degree. Now we are put inside the box, we are pigeonholed. Now man says, this is your limitation. Limited by our education, limited by our qualifications, limited by paper. Knowing what to do, naletsana, in any given situation or circumstance. James 1:5 in the Amplified. I want us to look at it in the Amplified. Now in that, James chapter number 1 and 5 in the Amplified, it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, now listen to what it says, to guide him through a decision or circumstance. Wisdom to guide you. Wisdom to guide you. To guide him through a decision or a circumstance. This is wisdom to know what to do and how to do. You see, that's what wisdom gives to us. To know. It is supernatural. It comes from above. Let me say this. God did not invent education. Education is an invention of man. That's why you don't need education to be a success. You don't need education to prosper, to be prosperous. You don't need education to be victorious. This is why the Lord Jesus Christ, he freely tells all of us, he freely, lovingly, graciously, he tells all of us, he says, without me, not without education. Without me, you can do nothing. He never said without education, you can do nothing. Without me, without me, without me. Do not envy educated people anymore. Majority of them that don't know God, they are actually limited. Their education is a limitation. Without me, you can do nothing. We're not saying that people must not go and be educated. No, no, it is the wisdom of this world. Go and get it. Go and acquire it so that you can beat them at their own wisdom. That's why you need it, to beat them at their own wisdom. Oh, hallelujah. Wisdom is knowing how or what to do. Wisdom is knowing how or what to do in any given situation or circumstance. Ruth, my daughter, Ruth, wisdom is knowing how to do and what to do. Ruth, when you have a case, my daughter, you say, Lord, I bring this case before you. Can you give me wisdom? What to do and how to do? Ruth, I'm telling you, you will win all the cases that will ever come to you in your career. The wisdom that comes from above. They will say, here is a lawyer that has never lost a case. Never lost a case. The Lord says, when they bring you before authorities, before kings and before priests, he says, don't prepare what you're going to say. Don't be Hollywood. You see, Hollywood prepares, right? He says, don't. No make-believe. God says, I don't want any make-believe. Now God says, present yourself, and at that given time, I will give you what to say, the wisdom. And because they did that, they never lost. Never lost an argument, never lost a debate, never lost a discussion. They won all the time. And kings marveled at them. Kings marveled. Say, these that will have been with Jesus. How come these people have got such wisdom? And yet they are not learned like the priests. Where did they get this wisdom from? Because it was given to them. Don't prepare. Don't prepare. Don't do a study. God says, your study, the study I want you to do, I want you to study to know me. That's all I want you to do. Study to know me. And wisdom I'll give you. Graciously. It is a gift of grace. It is a gift of grace. Knowing how to do and what to do in any given situation. Hallelujah. Supernaturally revealed. Supernaturally revealed. Something supernaturally revealed. You could be praying, you could be sleeping, you could be transiting, you could be doing whatever, and it's suddenly supernaturally revealed. Divine wisdom is supernatural revelation. Divine wisdom, supernatural revelation. Let us look at an example. Let's pick but one example from a lot of examples, a myriad of examples in the Word of God. Now let us look at 1 Samuel 9 and 6. You know the situation. This is Saul and his servant. And we know that Saul's father had lost his donkeys. They disappeared and they did not know where the donkeys were. And Saul's father sent him to go and look for the lost donkeys. We remember that, right? Now we encounter Saul here with his servant when they had gone and looked for the donkeys and they did not find them. And he said to him, look now, there is in the city a man of God, a man, not an educated man, but a man of God, not a man of renown, but a man of God, not a man of physical stature, but a man of God, not a man of worldly stature, church, but a man of God, not a man of worldly power and authority, but a man of God. Why would you not desire to be a man of God, a woman of God? They are seeking out a man of God. They are seeking out a man of God. Man of God is not seeking them out. They are seeking out the man of God. Oh my goodness, this is so wonderful. Look now, there is in the city a man of God, and he's an honorable man. Not a rich man, a man of man or status, an honorable man. All that he says surely comes to pass. This is the wisdom. All that he says comes to pass. This is the wisdom. Not endless conferences and symposia and all of these things. You've been to a million of them, but there's no results. No, but one man, anything and everything he says, it comes to pass. Why? Because this is the wisdom of wisdom of God. Wisdom of God. We go from one church conference to another, from one church meeting to another. Are we gleaning wisdom? After the meeting, the conference, is there any change? Is there any difference? Or are we still the same? Spending money to travel, to lodge, to do all of these things. Traveling far to attend a church service. Is there a change of your circumstance? We require wisdom. I say we require wisdom. All that he says surely comes to pass. So let us go there. Perhaps he can show us the way that we should go. They are lost. Now, donkeys are lost. They are also lost. They don't know where to look anymore. I say they are lost. You see, when we are lost in life, what do we require? The wisdom of God. I say when you feel like you are lost in life, what do we require? The wisdom of God. When you feel like you don't know anything to do in life, we require the wisdom of God. When you feel like you are nowhere in your life, we require the wisdom of God. Friends, we require the wisdom of God. Feel like you're nowhere in life. Feel like you're nowhere in life. Now, how is Samuel supposed to know about Saul's father's lost donkeys? How is this man supposed to know? Why did they go to him? Because they had faith. They had faith that supernaturally there would be a revelation. And this is the thing that when they used to go to the prophet in those days, they went by faith. They believed that God would show the prophet. Can you see the amazing faith of the people? And God indeed honored their faith. He did. This was pre-New Testament, pre. They would seek out a man of God. They would say, let's go to a seer. Let's go to a prophet. Let's go and find out about this matter. Not that they trusted the prophet, but because they had faith in God, they had faith that when they go to the man of God, to the servant, to the vessel of God, then God would reveal to the man, and God honored their faith. It did. God will always honor your faith. When you go to a man of God, you go there believing, you go in faith, or you just go because, see that? They know that God would supernaturally reveal the matter, friends, supernaturally. In the New Testament, under spiritual gifts, this is classified as the word of wisdom. The word of wisdom. The word of wisdom. And most majority of us, we undermine, despise, because we don't know what it entails. I say majority of us, we undermine, we despise it because we do not know what the word of wisdom entails. Some of us, we believe it's just one sentence. We've reduced supernatural things to that level. Just one little enlightenment of information. Just one little. We have reduced the things of God to that much. The word of wisdom is immeasurable. All the gifts of the Holy Spirit are there without measure. They're immeasurable. You cannot measure. You cannot measure the word of wisdom. You cannot measure the word of knowledge. You can measure. You can measure. Hallelujah. You can measure. It can be the whole story. It can be the whole book, but it's one word of wisdom. See? But we've reduced it to one sentence. We take the grace capacity that we have to be the truth. No, it's your own grace capacity. That is not the truth. It's not the truth. Hallelujah. Say to your neighbor, supernatural revelation. Knowing about something or a subject matter supernaturally. Knowing about something or a subject matter supernaturally. And not only that, but knowing how to do and what to do. Know how to do, know what to do. All right? That supernatural revelation. We're talking about the godly, supernatural, divine wisdom that comes from above. If any of you lacks wisdom to guide him through a decision or circumstance, you know how powerful that is. If any of you lacks wisdom to guide him through a decision or a circumstance, through a situation, through a pickle, through a conundrum, through a difficulty, you know how powerful that is. When you are caught between the horns of dilemma, do you know how powerful this is? When the bills are staring you straight in the face. I say when the bills are staring you squarely in the face. And you don't know what to do because you've got 300 rands. And your bills are 21,000 rands. Now you require wisdom. Now you require divine wisdom. You know what is our wisdom? You know what is our wisdom? Do you know what is our go-to wisdom? Our favorite go-to wisdom, we go to borrow. We go to borrow. No. This is the time to go down on your knees and say, Lord, wisdom to know. Lord, wisdom to know what to do. See, that's wisdom. That's divine wisdom. Solomon knew what to do. Solomon knew how to do. All right? Pastor Gabby was teaching us in the week that the temple he built for the Lord was a spectacle. It was a spectacle. Today we've got 7 wonders of the world. It will be the first wonder of the world. And guess what? It still is the first wonder of the world. The temple that Solomon built for God. He built something he had never seen in his life. He had no benchmark. He has no point of reference. That's what we're talking about, divine wisdom. When you don't know what to do, drop on your knees. Say, Daddy, I don't know what to do. When difficulty is here, Lord, I don't know what to do. I pray for wisdom. Oh, come on, church. I pray for wisdom. To know what to do. This is knowing what to do, friends, to be granted supernaturally, to be granted supernaturally, to know what one ought to do, to be granted, to be given supernaturally. This is what we are talking about. Wisdom is given, to be granted supernaturally, to know what one ought to do. This is what we are talking about. Listen to me, you people of God. Divine wisdom grants us supernatural solutions. It is the wisdom of God that gives to us supernatural solutions to our problems, to our issues, to our difficulties. It is the divine wisdom of God. Please, the divine wisdom of God gives us supernatural solutions to our problems, to our issues, to our difficulties. Pretend as much as you want. We all have faced with problems, with issues, with difficulties. Come on, what do you say about the limitation in your job? What do you say about the limitation in your business? You see, you've got a problem. What do you say about the limitation on your finances? You see, you've got a problem. So every one of us has got problems. How about the things that you desire to acquire but you cannot acquire? Now you see, everyone has got a problem. Problem. Now you see, we all need, we are in dire need of the divine wisdom that comes from above. All of us. All of us. It's divine, it's supernatural. Friends, divine wisdom grants us the power of innovation. Divine wisdom grants us the power of innovation. Doing new things, the power of doing new things, the power of doing things that have never been seen or done before, the power of doing things that have never been seen, that have never been done before. The wisdom of God grants us that ability, grants us that power. All right, to invent, to manufacture a vehicle that has never been seen before, an engine that has never been seen before, a phone that has never been seen before, a plan for a house that has never been seen before. Now, this is the wisdom that comes from heaven. And wisdom is amazed. If you read in the Proverbs, wisdom is amazed that the sons and the daughters of men are not seeking for her. Says, I don't know, they're not looking for me. He says, I'm crying out every morning. I cry out to them. I say, you simpletons, you simple ones, here I am. But they don't even look my way. He's there to grant us the power of innovation. The power of doing things that have never been done before. The power of doing things that have never been seen before, friends. In a way that has never been seen, that has never been done, that has never been experienced before. Oh my goodness. The world, as a child of God, I tell you for free, the world is still awaiting your revelation. You to be revealed. You to be revealed, the wisdom of God to be revealed in you and through you. God has given us different graces. My grace is not like your grace, your grace is not like my grace. The way in the which the Lord wants to manifest himself, it differs from person to person. The world is still awaiting. How is it that even up to now, we want to do business the same way that everyone is doing business? How is it that up to now, we want to do church the same way that everyone is doing church? Where is the wisdom in that? Where is the wisdom? The palace of Solomon was different. Everything was done differently. Everything looked differently. The servants, the way they were operating was different. The way they were dressed was different. The way they were seated was different. Everything was different. The manner in the which they were talking was different, to an extent that even the Queen of Sheba could not understand. Royalty to royalty could not understand. I say royalty to royalty could not understand. Kingdom to kingdom did not understand. This is what we are talking about. Divine wisdom. Now James says, if you lack it, why don't you ask? It is there for the asking. It is there for the asking. You just ask for it. Ask in faith and do not doubt, and God will give it to you. The solution to all problems of the world, to all problems of mankind. The solution to all problems of the world, to all the problems of mankind, lies in the divine wisdom of God. All the problems of this world. Don't worry about global warming and all of that. No. There's just an absence of the wisdom from above. No. Because the solution to all the problems of the world lies in divine wisdom. The solution to all the problems of mankind lies in divine wisdom. All right? In divine wisdom that the Lord freely and liberally gives to all his children, to all his children. So who is the solution to all the problems of mankind to all the problems of the world, Dr. Kumi, it is you. Hey, the solution to all problems of the world of mankind lies in divine wisdom that the Lord freely and liberally gives to all his children. You are a child of God. So the world is waiting for you. Each and every one of us, there are problems of the world that we are a solution to. Each and every one of us. The world is waiting for you to be revealed. It's a fact of the matter. That's what it is. There's a reason why the Bible says seek wisdom, seek for understanding, seek for knowledge. There's a reason. It's not just poetry in Proverbs. There's a reason for it. And God is saying it's there for the asking. Friends, write this down. Wisdom provides solutions. Wisdom provides solutions. Listen to me. Can you try to figure a situation where you don't need a manual for anything? Where you don't need an instruction manual for anything? Solomon had no business for a manual. He knew more than what was in the manual. Solomon, I think, could correct the manual to say the way you wrote it is wrong. This is the right way. And also your manual is incomplete. You see, that was Solomon. That's what we're talking about. To be granted to know supernaturally, to know what it is, to know what to do, to know how to do. As I close today, Genesis chapter number 41, we're looking at this example of Joseph. Remember, Pharaoh had a dream that really disturbed him, and that dream repeated 3 times, and there was no one in all the wisdom of Egypt. You see, the wisdom of Egypt, not the wisdom that came from God. In all the wisdom of Egypt, there was no one who could interpret the dream. Not even a single person could interpret the dream. And yet there was a real and serious difficulty, problem, and danger that lay there. All right? Now, the Bible says, please, you know the context. You can go home and read. But because of time, I just chose select verses. Genesis 41 from verse number 33. Genesis 41 from verse number 33. Now he says, now therefore let Pharaoh, now he's talking to him after having interpreted the dream, now he's telling Pharaoh, he's telling the ruler, the supreme leader of Egypt, he's telling him what to do. Now he says to him, oh my goodness, this is a young man who never went to school. Joseph never went to school. Joseph was not like Moses. Moses was educated in all the wisdom of Egypt. Joseph did not go to school. Joseph was a slave. He was human trafficked. He never saw the door of a school. Please, every time you talk about Joseph, remember that. He never saw the door of a school. He was human trafficked as a child from the age of 17. He never saw the door. He was human trafficked. He became a servant. He became a prisoner. Now you see when God says, this is Joseph. Now he's standing before the supreme leader of Egypt. He opens his mouth, not in foolishness, not in simplicity. He's standing with the God of heaven. The whole of heaven is backing him, standing with him. This is wisdom to know God. That's why the Bible says, a fool says there is no God. Now therefore let Pharaoh select a discerning and wise man and set him over the land of Egypt. Set him over the land of Egypt. Discerning and wise. Wisdom and understanding. Understanding is discerning. Let the discerning. You see, there are some things that will never happen unless and until there is one with understanding and wisdom and knowledge from above. There are things that will never happen. The world will just continue going down the destructive route, the route of destruction. to solve the nation's problems, friends, even ourselves, to solve the nation's problems, we need people of wisdom and understanding that comes from above. Can I tell you something? Politicians are not going to do it. Business people are not going to do it. Philanthropists are not going to do it. Philosophers are not going to do it. The academia is not going to do it. We require a man who is discerning and wise. Men who are discerning and they are wise to steer our nations in the right direction. Direction of the fear of God. In the direction of success, in the direction of prosperity. That's what we need. Politicians are not going to do it. They don't have it in them. They're not going to do it. Egypt was waiting for Joseph to arise. Oh, Ramash Terimuchka. Egypt was waiting for Joseph to arise. It could be that South Africa is waiting for somebody in our midst to arise. The whole of Egypt was waiting for one little boy. Who was 30 at the time. 3-0. 3-0 when he stood before Pharaoh. Egypt all this time was waiting for Joseph to arise. The gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. The gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. Creation is still waiting for the manifestation of the sons and daughters of God. Creation is still waiting for you to arise. I say creation is still waiting for you to arise. Egypt was waiting for Joseph to arise. When will you arise in your calling? When will you arise in your divine purpose? Even heaven, all of heaven is waiting for you and me to arise, church. Number 34, let Pharaoh do this and let him appoint officers over the land. Imagine the boldness to tell Pharaoh this. Pharaoh is not used to being told like this. But here's someone who's speaking directly to him like this. Let Pharaoh do this and let him appoint officers over the land to collect one-fifth. I like that, one-fifth. You see, even numbers and figures are given. What does Joseph know about one-fifth? He's uneducated. What does he know about one-fifth? This man does not know figures. He does not know fractions. And here he is. He's talking fractions. He's talking mathematics. Oh my goodness. To collect one-fifth of the produce of the land of Egypt in the 7 plentiful years. You see, figures and numbers are given the wisdom of God. And let them gather all the food of those good years that are coming and store up grain under the authority of Pharaoh. And let them keep food in the cities. Not to keep food in the provinces. Not to keep food in the rural areas. But keep the food in the cities. Can you see the precision? You see, wisdom from God is not tatamachans. 1/5, 7 years, do this, and store, gather the food and store them in the cities. Can you see wisdom? That comes from heaven. Then that food shall be as a reserve for the land for the 7 years of famine which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land may not perish during the famine. Number 37, sought the advice, underline the advice, the counsel, and ignoramus. Illiterate, uneducated, is giving counsel to the most educated, the most powerful man in the land. The ignoramus, illiterate, uneducated, is giving counsel to the most educated, the most powerful, the richest man in the land. How is that possible? How is that possible? So the advice, remember, is giving counsel, and we do know that the Holy Spirit is a spirit of counsel. So we know where this wisdom came from the Holy Spirit. right? So the advice was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said to his servants, oh, I love this. This is what I love. Verse number 38, I love this part. Can we find such a one as this? A man in whom is the Spirit of God. A man in whom the Spirit of the Lord is. Because the man with the Spirit of the Lord is the man with the Spirit of counsel, is the man with the Spirit of wisdom, is the man with the Spirit of understanding, is the man with the Spirit of might, is the man with the Spirit of knowledge. Can we find in the entirety, in the nooks and crannies of Egypt, there was not even a single one. Can you see, you who are filled with the Holy Spirit, you stand out. I've said this before. You stand out in any crowd. It's just that you don't know it. You stand out in any crowd. In the Spirit, they can see you. I say in the Spirit, they can see you. Because you stick out. You stand out in any crowd. That's why they start attacking you. That's why they start plotting against you. Can we find? Can the Holy Spirit find you today to use you? Can the Holy Spirit find you today to use you, to solve, to resolve the many problems of mankind, of humankind? Can the Holy Spirit find you today? Pharaoh says, can the Holy Spirit find you? Where are you, Joseph? Where are you hiding? Joseph, come out from the prison. The prison of Joseph was a dungeon. It was underground. When are you going to come out from that dungeon? When are you going to come out from that underground? When are you going to come out from the place of your hiding? When are you going to come out and stand up and be counted? When are you going to stand up? Can we find? Can we find? Can we find you, church? Can you stand out from the people you come to church with? Can you be ordinary? Can you go home and not behave and not have a mob mentality that everyone has in church? When you come to church, come for purpose. Come for something different. Come for God. Say, Lord, I'm available. Here I am. Lord, I'm ready for your use. Lord, please, whatever you need to do, here I am. Can he find you? Can he find you? Can you be different? That after the church, what comes out of your mouth is wisdom. Can you please be different? That after the service, and not be going together in little groups and be talking absolutely utter manure, dung, rubbish, nonsense. Can you be a man and a woman of wisdom? After the service, can you talk scripture? After the service, can you talk about how the scripture has challenged you? When you come to church, can you talk about that? Can you know what you came to church for? When someone is trying to gossip with you, just leave them. Just turn your back on them and leave them. Can you stand out and be different? Can God find you? He is still looking. And until the trash that comes out of the mouth stops, no change. No change may come. This wisdom was supernaturally given to Joseph. It was given to him. Joseph could he could discern the situation. He understood the situation. He knew what to do and he knew how to do. Now, friends, just as it is also, just as it was with Joseph, it is also given unto us to know what to do in any situation. Now, James says, only if we would ask of the Lord, and the Lord he gives to all liberally without reproof. Liberally. Am I talking to somebody? Take your textbook. Take it, your textbook. Put it in front of you. Or put all the textbooks in front of you. And say, Lord, I'm spending so much time, so much energy, so much money just to imbibe this. Could you please give me real wisdom? please give me real wisdom. On your own. With your thick books there. With your screen open with all the information. And you know that your brain is fried already. And say, but Lord, honestly, why am I such a slave? How long will I be a slave? Why? I am free in Christ. But why am I still a slave to the education of man? Can you please give me real? Wisdom, understanding, knowledge is the bread and butter of the children of God. Bread and butter. It ought to manifest in us, in us, through us, by us, and the church with staggering frequency. We ought to walk in wisdom, church. Walk in wisdom. Walk in wisdom. Walk. Among ourselves, we're supposed to be each other's keeper, right? To say if one has a problem, God reveals a solution to another. See, that's how it ought to be. We must pray for the wisdom of knowing what to do in every situation or circumstance. We must pray, we ought to pray for the wisdom of knowing what to do, wisdom of knowing what to do in every situation, in every circumstance. Church, for us to walk in divine success, in divine prosperity, and in divine victory, let's clap hands for Jesus today.